It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. I have on the hotline right now one of my faves, Rudy Sarzo, bassist, checking in. You probably know him from Quiet Riot, maybe Ozzy, Whitesnake. I mean, you've played with so many others. How are you, Rudy?
Marcy, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Great to talk to you, as always. Also, you know, one that rarely gets mentioned is Dio. I was his last bass player.
Yeah,
and it was such a, so wonderful to play with Ronnie. I'm amazing human being, and, you know, what a singer.
one of the nicest guys in rock and roll, and I know I've talked about this on the radio before. I met Ronnie when I was so young. I mean, I want to say 8, 9, maybe 10, somewhere in there. And my oldest brother was working at a hotel, and he called my mom, and he was a huge fan, and he said, "Guess who's here?" And I don't know why he said, "Bring Marcy." So my mom took me to the hotel, and we ran it. He was hanging out with, I don't know who he was with, security or something, but he spent, I can't even tell you how long, talking to me, this little, you know, 8-year-old for I don't know how long, and was, I mean, I can't tell you the impression that made on me, and that's probably why I am right here, right now, today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that story. And I'm sure, you know, that he made you feel special, because that was his, one of his greatest attributes, making everybody feel special.
Yep.
And I would witness that across the world.
Yeah.
We had fans that became family with the band, and they would travel in Europe from city to city. They would, like, drive around. You don't have in Europe, but most of the shows are, you know, within 2 hours from each other in different countries, you know.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
I've heard time and time again from fans just, you know, that have met or did meet Ronnie, and just said, you know, just what an incredible person. What the nicest guy in rock and roll, and that talent is ridiculous. You know, yeah, that spoke for itself.
Unbelievable. But, you know, he used to, like, when I first joined the band in 2004, I, you know, started going to, like, meet and greets after the show and just watch him. And he would know everybody's name.
Yes.
He would remember everybody. And I thought, okay, this is going to be a parlor trick or something going on. Nope. He did that.
Yes.
Every single night. That's where he went.
How do you do that? I mean, was he repeating it three times in his head, you know, to just make sure it was...
No, that was Ronnie. Yeah.
I went and saw the screening, that documentary. What's it called? Dreamers Never Die, that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And what an incredible documentary that is.
Yes, it is. I was very blessed to be a small part of it.
And yeah. Hey, Rudy, you know, I thought this was interesting that you just happened to be calling today, because it's December 6th, and talking about talent, another extremely talented one that is no longer with us, Randy Rhoads, it would have been his birthday today.
Yes. Absolutely. I posted already on social media about it. You know, it's we have the show coming up at the Whiskey this weekend on Friday night. And I got to tell you, every time I step on that stage, it's like a time warp. I go back to 1978 when I first stood on that stage with Randy and Kevin Dubrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's magical, because that's what I'm at. If you watch me play,
yeah.
Well, I'm actually in 1978, you know, with them.
I love that. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Randy Rhoads, he was classically taught, and his parents, or his mother, I guess, owned the music school Musonia, and you taught bass there, right?
I sure did. Yeah, Musonia still stands, the building, and they have some, you know, lessons there once in a while. His brother Kelly has taken over that role, and Randy is the only musician I've ever played with that comes from a musical family. His mom and dad both music professors. They built Musonia. And Randy, I can't even remember him without holding a guitar, unless we were traveling, like flying, you know, going somewhere. But he will always be playing music. And, you know, back in the day, we didn't have social media, so it was all about focusing on the music. We never talked about politics or religion or who was going out with who. We didn't care.
Wasn't that
it was
nice?
All about, it was All About Music. What a dream that was. Oh, fantastic.
It was. I had a, you know, Rudy, I had a listener call me, was it yesterday? And he told me he didn't really want to talk about it on the air, but I think it's a cool thing to mention. I guess he just restored one of Randy's cars that is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just unveiled it this past weekend. He worked with his sister. What's her name? Kathy on that.
Yes. Yes, it was a Scirocco, Volkswagen,
yes.
And I drove on it. I rode on it many, many times with Randy. Yes,
that's so cool,
wonderful.
Yeah, I wanted to make that unveiling, but I didn't make it. But anyway, that's very cool, and what a talent, just what a guy, right?
Yeah. You know, many people might not be aware, but Randy, by the time he passed away, he was still living at home with his mom.
Well, it was all about the music for Randy. He didn't get into the party scene, and he didn't care about the rest like maybe some did, and you know, in the scene.
Oh, especially after he won the award for Best New Talent from Guitar Player magazine in 1980. It was like December 30th, 1981, December 30th, 1981, backstage at the Cow Palace. That was our first show of the U.S. leg of the Diary of a Madman tour. And he got the award. And then that's, you know, again, we didn't have social media. We didn't have people, you know, sending us messages about the show, whether they liked it or not or whatever. Back then, it was like, you played, and hopefully maybe 3 months from now, you're going to find a review on Hit Parader or Circle Magazine.
Yeah. You know what we need to do at the Whiskey? You've got this show coming up with Quiet Riot Friday night at the Whiskey. We're going to toast apple cider in Randy Rhoads' honor. How does that sound?
Absolutely, yes. Every show that we do is a celebration of the legacy of Quiet Riot and the memory of Frankie Benelli and,
yes,
and Randy Rhoads, you know. Yeah.
So let's talk about the show on Friday night at the Whiskey. What do we have to look forward to? I know it's going to be fantastic.
Well, I mean, it's all our favorite songs from Quiet Riot. It's all the classics. But it's most of Metal Health. We're celebrating 40 years of Metal Health. And so it's the bulk of it is Metal Health. And then we add some, you know, like The Wild and the Young. And we had some, you know, actually, we have members in the group that have their own legacy too, like Jizzy Pearl. He's got his legacy with Love Hate. So we do a Love Hate song. And now our new drummer that Frankie approved,
yeah.
Johnny Kelly from Typo Negative. So we do like little bits and pieces of Typo Negative within the set, you know. So we... Not only are we recognizing and celebrating the legacy of Quiet Riot, but also, you know, the legacy of the members. And, you know, it coming back to the Census trip where everything started, not just for us, but for that generation of musicians that came out of the Census trip.
Bands.
Yeah, to all, it's a collective consciousness gathering in the center of the universe to celebrate, you know, what we call the 80s music.
Yeah, I mean, coming back around to this iconic venue, the Whiskey A Go Go, I can't wait. Metal Health, 40, Rudy.
40.
My, how time flies. My gosh. All right, so get your tickets. I can't wait. I'm going to see you Friday night at whiskeyagogo.com for tickets. Doors open at, looks like 6. That sounds right.
We're going around 10 o'clock. So, but there's going to be great bands playing before us, so make sure, you know, nobody missed that, too. They are the future of rock.
Dead Fervor, Modern Monsters, Prima Donna Rising, Latuga, American Head Trip, D.D. West.
Yeah.
Excellent. 10 p.m. I can't wait to see you, Rudy. Thanks so much for checking in. Love you. Tell Rebecca hello.
I sure will, Marcy. God bless you.
All right.
See you then.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.